Yeah, the Gemara says again, why was this world created with a hay? It's open to an open porch. So called a right to lots of yes, whoever wants to go out could go out. Oh my time, if so. And Rashi says, lots this means the Tavish rule, whoever wants to go and do bid. If so, in my time, Latal Yakaria, how come its left leg like it's hanging downwards? Tihode b'tshuva ma'ilin leit. If you want to come back up again and do tshuva, you can come back up, we'll make a new opening for you. So I'm going to ask the question, v'lai or bahach? What do you have to have a new opening for? Come up the same opening you fell down, the bottom of the hay. Verses no, when Mistai Milsa won't be good enough. Kiddurash Lokish. The Yomu Resh Lokish. My Dixiv was a person say, in the late Simu Yolis, La Nova Mitim Chain. First one wants to be a late, so there's plenty of lates to do, to be a joker. If you want to have Chain, if you're the opposite, then it'll be good. We dash in, Bolet Tai Mistai Nos. If someone wants to do Tshuva, we help him, Hashem helps you. Bolet Tai, if somebody wants to go do bid, Pesachla, we open up and make it easy for you to do Ra. If so, my time is late, Taga. So that's the pshat. We have to make a new opening here to help you. If you want to come and do tshuva, Hashem helps you along. The Rashi says, you need siyua. If Nayet Sarah, Hashem helps you, so I'll make a new opening for you. So that's the specific here of Imalaitim, Yolat Yinov Yitin Chain, that Hashem helps you along. Therefore, there's a new opening for Bala Tshuva to come back up on the left side, the top of the hay. Now the Gemara says, well, my time is like toge. How come this little tag on top of the hay on the left side is pointing upwards? How come the hay has a little point on top? Or my Kodesh Baruch Hu, im chayze boy, the person does do tshuva, ani kayshalai, I'll make crowns for him. Keser, yeah, ani kayshalai keser should be. I'll put on top of him crowns. Now, mifnei ma nivra elam abo b'yud, how come elam abo was created with a yud? Mifnei she tzadikim shibay mawotin. There are small amount of tzadikim there on Olam Habo. Or mifnei ma kof of roshay, how come the head of a yud is bent over? And like Tosafot said before, that's called the kutzei shayud, that the top left side of the yud has to come downwards, it's kofaf. Mifnei she tzadikim shibay kofaf roshayim. Mifnei ma sayim, sheinim doim is elazir, that even the tzadikim that are zechot to go to Olam Habo, they're not all the same. One is greater than the other, each one bends down for the other one. Omer Rav Yosef, Hainu Tati Mili, Omer Rav Bisvarim. Rav Yosef said, these are two halachas I heard over from Rav, Begeit Yilcha Svarim, Begeit Yilcha Sefer Torah. V'tanya Tiyufta, and I have a kash on these two halachas. V'tanya Tiyufta, Chod Ohod Yomer Rav, one the Rav said, Sefer Torah, Shiesh Poi, Shtei Toyes, Bechol Daf Adaf, Yisakim. A Sefer Torah, on every single line, column, there are only two mistakes in it. So Yisakin, you could erase them and write over again, be Misakin it. Shalosh, let's say every single column has three mistakes in the Sefer Torah, then Yignoz, then you have to be gone with it, hide it, you can't fix it. It won't look nice if you fix it, too many mistakes, it'll look ugly, it's not a nice Sefer Torah, you should not use such a Sefer Torah. That's what I heard over from Rav. But the Tanya Tiyufta, I have a Tiyufta on this, because the locker is Sholosh Yisakin. If you only have three mistakes on each column, you can fix it. But Arba Yignes, if there are four mistakes, then Yignes, then you shouldn't fix it. Tanu b'lad like this. Im yesh poi daf achash lemo, matela sakuloi. Let's say there's one complete column that has no mistakes at all, that's matela. Then you could go to fix the rest of the Sefer Torah. Rashi says, Shafilu toys the chodaf adav, or osma telos alayim, hach daf shleimu misakin. Since you have one full daf, that's kosher, that's misakin, then you can go to fix the rest of the Sefer Torah. Now, Omer Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Maaso mishmei derav, vu de kosev rubei de safra shaper. Someone about that rov in the Sefer Torah was written okay. If rov in the Sefer Torah has mistakes, that you can't fix. Omalaya by the Rabbi Yosef, he is bohu daf sholosh toyis mai. Let's say one daf only has three mistakes, and we're saying now a three mistake should not have fixed. So the chur shalur is, could you go and fix this one daf with the three mistakes? Is that called the shleima that now will be masked on the rest of the Sefer Torah, even though the rest of them have four mistakes in each one? Omalaya said back, yes. Hoyo, omalaya hoyo. Miskin, since this one daf, this one column now, that only has three mistakes, you'll have to fix it. So go and fix that column. And once you fix that column, now it's called like the column is Shalim. And therefore you can go and fix those Sefer Torah. The Mor says, the Hani Mil, when was this said that you can fix up a Sefer Torah? Chaseris. If something is missing, then we say if it's Chaseris, you have to get on. If every single column is missing or has four mistakes, you can't go to it on. It's not going to look nice. The Yeseris. Let's say the Pshat Echsoran was, you had too much. You had too many vavs. Extra vavs are written in the Sefer Torah. And now you have to just erase it. Less on board, then there's no problem. Even though you have more than four mistakes in each column, still you can fix it up. And the Gemara explains why. Chaseris, my time alloy. What's the reason if you're missing? That now you have to put in, it's not right. It looked like a spotted Sefer Torah. Since you have to add in so many things, it looks like a spotted Sefer Torah. That's not kosher. If it was only a question, you have to erase it, that would be okay. The other Gemara says, Agra Chamuad Rabbi Abba. Agra, the father-in-law of Rabbi Abba, had to lay Yeseris the Sifrei. He had a Sefer Torah that had a lot of extra oisiyos in it, a lot of extra vavs. So Osla came with Rabbi Abba, came in front of Rabbi Abba. Omele said back to him that loyamor nele b'chseris. When do we say if you have so many mistakes you can't fix the Sefer Torah? Only if the Sefer Torah was missing. And now you have to go it on. That looks like a spotted, like a manuma. That's possible. But Yeseris left lambo. But if your Sefer Torah has too many ICIs, and now you just have to scratch it out, that would be kosher. No matter how many times you have to scratch it out, that would still be kosher. You know, on top of that, Lamed Amud Aleph. Nothing more says, Iduch. What was the other lucky said over in Rav that we don't pass like him? Either the Yom Rav, Rav says like this, HaKoisev Sefer Torah, if somebody's writing a Sefer Torah, or Bo Ligma, when he comes to end, he's up to the last column of the Sefer Torah, Goymer Afilu B'Yem Tzadaf, you'll have to finish Lein Kol Yisrael, even in the middle of the column, you do not have to write down to the bottom of the column. That was Rav Talocha, Musul Skibit Ahol like this. Meitzvah, I have a question. It says HaKoisev Sefer Torah, somebody goes to write a Sefer Torah, so Bola Ligmar, when he wants to end the Sefer Torah, La Yigma B'Yantzer Adaf, he should not end writing it in the middle of Adaf. Kederech Shagoyma B'Chumash, in the way you end Ochumash. Ela, rather, what should you do? If you see you only have one or two more lines left, Mekatzav Ha'olachatzayf Adaf, write, let's say, only one word on a line, but the kid said it should be written down all the way to the bottom, you should only end by the bottom of the left column. So, L'chua, it's not like Rav. So my answer is, Ki Yama Rav, when did Rav say it? Then you could end in the middle, the Chumashim. You only meant by Chumashim, not by real Sefer Torah, just by the Chumashim. The Gemara Sam used to write the Chumashim also on parchment, but only meant to say on a Chumash, and not on the Sefer Torah. For the Gemara, I was Sefer Torah, Kamar. Rav said on the Sefer Torah, you could end in the middle. So the Gemara says, no, he meant to say it was the Chumashim of Sefer Torah. It means in the Chumashim of the Sefer Torah. Rashi says, Kagoyim at the end of Reishis, Vayosim Biyom B'Mitzrayim Agoyim B'Chol Masen Diyan Nishmois of Asinai. Kitzi meant to say the end of Bereshit Shmois of Yikra B'Midva, but not the end of the Sefer Torah for Leinik Yisrael. There Rav maybe admits he has to end that at the end of the column. So Rav still says no, it's not true. For Omer Rav Yeshua Bar Abba Omer Rav Gidl Omer Rav name of Rav Leinik Yisrael B'Yem Tzadav, that you're allowed to end off Leinik Yisrael in the middle of the daf, in the middle of the column. You see, clearly, according to Rav, you do not have to go down to the bottom of the column. Samar says, no, who be emsa shi titna? That he said, oh, name of Rav just means on the last line of the column, you do not have to go to the end of the line. You can end in the middle of the line, but it has to be down to the bottom of the column. Itna would end like this. Rabbanan Amri ask be emsa shita. Not only in the middle of the daf, but even in the middle of the line also you could end. You're only allowed to end in the middle of a line, but not in the middle of the column. You have to go and write to the end of the column. And Vilkosa, what's the maskono? That's true, you're allowed to end the Sefer Torah in the middle of a line, but that's all in the middle of a line, but it has to be to the bottom of the column. You have to finish that whole daf. Omerav Yishuv Arabo, Omerav Gidl Omerav, Shmoy Nepsukim Sheva Torah, like the last eight psukim from Vayomas Asher Moshe till the end, the last eight psukim of the Torah, so has a special halacha to it, that Yochad Koy Roysim Veis HaKnesses, when you come to read it by the Veis HaKnesses in Shul, you cannot be master there to give two aliyahs there. You have to make sure when you want Aliyah, reads these eight psukim, you can't stop in the middle of them. So why? Chorin Mor says, command, who does this go like? To like Rebbe Shimon, the Chorin is not like Rebbe Shimon, like we'll soon see, to Tanya, because we learn it like this. When the Pesach says, Vayomas, Shem Moshe, Ved Hashem, that Moshe died in Ved Hashem. So the question is, Efshem Moshe Chai, is it possible the Moshe was still alive? Well, see, the Pesach says, Vayomas, Shem Moshe. So how could it be that Moshe Benu really wrote this if he was alive? Ela Raza Adkan Kosov Moshe. Up until this Pesach of Vayomas, Shem Moshe, Taka Moshe wrote the Sefer Torah. But Mikan V'Elech, the last eight Pesukim, Kosov Yeshua Benun, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, these eight words have a special halacha to it. It wasn't written by Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, it's good this halacha, that only one aliyah should be given. You should not divide up to give two aliyahs there. It's a special eight psukim. However, the Amri law, Reb Nechemia, or some say it was Rabbi Yehuda, some say it was Rabbi Yehuda, and some say it was Nechemia. Nechemia said this. Now, Omala, Rabbi Shimon, Shimon says back, no. Efshe Sefer Torah Chosar Reisachas, is it possible that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he wrote the Sefer Torah, is it possible that it was missing even one eis, and you're saying was missing this last eight psukim? Look, see, the Pesach says about Moshe, L'kurach HaSefer Torah Zeh B'Samta Moshe, take this whole Sefer, Mashma, the Sefer was complete when Moshe was alive. So Rabbi Shimon holds that even the last eight psukim Moshe Rabbeinu wrote. Ella was like this. Elat kana Kodesh Baruch Hu Oimer U Moshe Kosev. Up until the last eight psukim, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, and Moshe wrote it down. Mikan v'yelech, but the last eight psukim, his Kosev Yomer al Gister is. Moshe wrote it, and he said it over when he wrote it. That's called Kosev Yomer. Mikan v'yelech, but these last eight psukim, Kodesh Baruch Hu Oimer, true, Kodesh Baruch Hu told it to Moshe. Moshe write it down now in tears. So Rashi says up until then on the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rashi says, Moshe said afterwards, Kadesh lo yitav the ksav kaisa, we shouldn't make a mistake. So Moshe Rabbeinu said it over after Hashem, and then he went to write it down. But Rashi says, Mikan vilach his last eight psukim, Moshe kaisa b'dema, v'lohoy yoimer, he didn't say afterwards. Since he had so much tsar from hearing about his misa, he did not say it over. So Kitzit, his last eight psukim, had a different type of ksiva, had a different din than the rest of the Sefer Torah. Kumar Shenema, the Pesach says, For Yom Elohim Baruch, Mipiv Yikorav Alai, Es Kol Advar Mo'ela, V'ni Kaisav Al HaSefer B'diyoy. We find over there also that he said that he wrote it, he wrote over what he was told, but he did not say it over. Rashi says, Kumar Shenema Lali, it says over there, Mipiv Yikorav, Shloho Yom Akrav, he did not say it over afterwards. Like here, Moshe did not say over the last eight psukim, b'shum the kinesevi, because we were talking about a kinesevi, they were about like, in other words, like when Yirmiyahu was telling over these kines lamentations to Baruch, when he wrote it down, but he did not speak it out, because the tzari had also there, since they're talking about all these kines, they're also, when Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down these last eight psukim, he wrote it down, but he did not say it out. The Gemara says, "And so, lame with Lech Rebbe Shimon. Let's say this last halacha we had, this last eight psukim, that Yeshua Bar Abba, certain name of Gidla Marav, that one person has to read it because it's a different type of ksav. The chur is not like Rebbe Shimon, but Rebbe Shimon says Moshe read it also. So the Gemara answers back, no. Filu Tamer Rebbe Shimon, even if you want to say that it goes according to Rebbe Shimon, she too also. Hayol Yishtani Yishtani, that whole point was changed that before the rest of Sefer Torah Moshe wrote over and spoke it out." Here we did not speak it out, but rather he wrote it with tears. It also has a different halacha, therefore it should not be divided up. The Yom Rabbi Yeshua Barabba Marav Gidla Marav Halakeach Sefer Torah Min Ashuk. If somebody buys a Sefer Torah from the street, meaning it was already written already, it was not written for you, it's Kechotev Mitzvah Min Ashuk. It's like you're grabbing a Sefer Torah Mitzvah from a Shuk. So Rashi learns the Pshat is true, you're doing the Mitzvah, but it's not a Mitzvah Min Amuvcher. The mitzvah min amuvchah, see the Sefer Torah, is to have the Sefer Torah written for you, and not just time to buy it. Other mepharshim taka say not mekayim the mitzvah at all. The mitzvah is see the Sefer Torah, not time to buy you finish the Sefer Torah. Kosvot, let's say you read it, or you had it written through a shliach, you appointed, you paid the Sefer to write it. Malo v'kosvot, kilu kibu me'asinai, as if you were mekabel the Torah from Asinai. Omer Shesh Rosh says though, in the Giyah Filu Weisachas, even in the case where you bought the Sefer Torah from the Shuk, from the market, but now if you bought it, it was a mistake in it, and you go to fix the mistake, so now it's treated like you wrote the Sefer Torah. Therefore, Malo Rabakosav Kilo Kosvay, it's treated like you wrote the Sefer Torah. So again, here, Bemisin, you bought the Sefer Torah, it's yours. And now, you don't have the mile of writing it. If you fix it up, that's the mile of writing it. But Avada, you only have this mile of writing it if it's your Sefer Torah. That's that people make a chnosa Sefer Torah and they let people write the Yis, you're not the kind of missing the Sefer Torah when you write it in ice. If anything, you're only helping out the one that bought the Sefer Torah. You're writing it for him. It's his mitzvah, it's his Sefer Torah. It's only if you bought a Sefer Torah and you fix it up, that's sitting like you wrote it. But Avada, if it's not your Sefer Torah, just fixing it up, it's not your mitzvah. If anything, you only be Messiah, you're helping the other person and his mitzvah and his Sefer Sefer Torah. Tanya Rabbanim, learn the lochas now about a Sefer Torah like this. Oysa yodim yuriya mibas sholish dafin fiyad abas shemayna dafin. When you go to make the urias, that's like the curtains, like the piece of parchment that you write a Sefer Torah on, and you write a certain length, and then you sew two together. So how wide can each parchment be? So it should be wide enough that you could write at least three columns there, up until the width of writing eight columns in the Sefer Torah. Tochus mikan, if the piece of parchment is less than to write three columns in it, or else the Yesra kain, if it's wider than writing eight columns, lo yasa, you should not use such a wide piece of parchment. Now, what's the reason? For lo yaba v'dafen, you should not have a lot of columns, v'vnei shenir egeris, or make it look like a letter then, not like a Sefer Torah. For lo yimayit, you can't have too little amount of columns, v'dafen, v'vnei shenir meshatetes. It'll be like too long across to read, your eyes won't be able to read it well. Ela, how long like should each line be? As long as it makes you write this word of Mishpachasayim three times, in other words, 10 big Isiyas, that's how long the line should be in a Sefer Torah. Let's say you find a big, wide piece of parchment that has the width of it to write nine columns. So lachar is now you have to divide, it's too wide. So le yechlish, not divide up shalosh lekan v'sheish lekan, I don't divide up towards, more towards one side, that one side will only have enough for three and the other for six, and I'd rather divide up more or less than half. Arba lekan v'chomish lekan, four here and five there. The medva, amur yomem, was this said b'tchilas ha-sefer, when you begin to write a sefer Torah. Arba the sefer, the end, the last piece of parchment of the sefer Torah, afilu poser echod, afilu daf echod. Even if you only have to write just one pasuk or one column, you could use the urea just for that one column, the last urea. For the Gemara posekha sagrav, just one pasuk, I have to end at the bottom of the column. Eleima pasuk echod b'daf echod. Meaning to say, if you want, you can write one pasuk down the whole daf. So even that little amount you can have on the urea. Even though in the middle of the Sefer Torah where the urea should have at least three dafin, that's only in the middle or the beginning. But at the end of the Sefer Torah, there is kosher no matter how small of a column it is. Now, a sheer gilyon. Gilyon is the blank space of the parchment that you have to leave before you start writing. Milamata on the bottom of Sefer Torah should be a tefach. Milamata on top of Sefer Torah should be gimel etzbois. Obein daf la daf from one column to another column. Kamole revach, rechesh etzbois. It should be the width of two fingers. Over chumashim, when you come to the chumashim, then milamata sholosh, the bottom should be three etzbois. Milamala shtei etzbois. Obein daf la daf, kamole revach, rechav gadol, enough to have the width of just the thumb. Obein shita l'shita, from one line to another line, how much? So Rashi said before, when it says the chumashim means sheinu masun l'sefer Torah, means the chumash that you're not using to write the shem of sefer Torah. Avol asui nein kegilin l'sefer Torah. But they used to write up their chumashim like our Sefer Torah, just it wasn't written b'teras hilchas Sefer Torah. Therefore, it has different shiurim. How much of a gillion he has to leave over? Now the Gemara says, "Ubein shita l'shita." How much space do you have to leave between one line and another line? Kamol l'shita, the space of a line. Ubein teva l'teva, from one word to another word. Kamol l'ois ketan, you have to leave the size, at least of a yud, a small ois. How much space has to be left between one ice and another ice? the size of a hair. Now, al yamayit adam esaksav, a person should not be mamayit, should not write smaller, to make the osius more smaller in the top loin or the bottom loin to have space, that you shouldn't do. Al yamayit adam esaksav loimuch nerevach shamato, because you want to have enough space in the bottom for the gillion. Loimuch nerevach shamala, not because you want to have enough space for the gillion on top. It's not kedai to make the ksav smaller because of that. Loimuch nerevach shabayit shitla shinav, between the space between one column and another, between one line and another line. Between one pasha and another pasha. Should not do this, but rather write normal, and if it has to come out to start on the next line, start on the next daf for the next line. Now, what's going to be nizdam naloi teva bas chomesh oisiyos? You left at the bottom of a column with you have to write one more word that has five oisiyos to it. So, lo yichtav shtayim atecha daf, to not write, if you only have enough space just for two ICS inside the column, and then the next three ICS you write outside the column, like in the gillion, that you should not do, that does not look nice. Elabor, what you could do is, if three of the ICS fit inside the column, and then two ICS could be written outside the column, that would still be kosher. Now what's going to be in this damna loy teva bas shtay ICS? Let's say you're missing, you have to write yet one more word that only has two words to it. El is lo yizaken leben adafim. You should not write this whole word in between the columns, in between that parchment. It's not nice. El, rather, this word chayzer chayzer betchilas hashita. Start over on the top next column on the top line. Start with that ois. Now the Gemara says that hilchos, if you made mistakes with Hashem's name, he's left it out. That hatoye b'shem. But if somebody made a mistake that he wrote another word and he forgot to put in Hashem's name there, Hashem's names belong there. It says Vayidaber El Moshe. He forgot to left out the word Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe. So what can we do now? Satoye b'shem talocheriz gurur es mashakosav. Erase what you wrote El Moshe. V'toyle es mashagurur, and write in that space Hashem's name. And Vayidaber Hashem, I have to write El Moshe. That you could do hanging. The Torah means let it be hanging on top. The Torah, Rashi says, Magia ben Ashitin. In between the lines, you can put in that word, El Moshe. That you can put there. But Mashma, not Hashem's name. So, Kosev of Hashem, Al Mokum Agrar, and you could write Hashem's name on the place where you erased the first word. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. That you should put Hashem's name in the Mokum Hamagar, and not to be toiler between the lines. Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Alf Toilinus Hashem, no. If you left out Hashem's name, you could write it in there, in between the lines. Rabbi Yitzchok Yomer, Alf Moichik Mekosif. That another way to is, if you wrote Vayadaber El Moshe, left out Hashem's name, erase when the ink is still wet, you could erase it, and write in Hashem's name there, and then put El Moshe again in between the lines. But you could write Hashem's name even on the Makam Amachak, that was erased. Shimon Shizuri Yomer Kol Hashem Kula Toilim. If you have no Hashem's name left out, you can put it in between the lines. Miktzasei and Toilim. If you wrote Yud K and you're only left with the Vav K, half of the name, that you should not put in between the lines. That's not nice. But the whole Hashem's name could be done, could be put in between the lines. Now, Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar Yomer Mishum Rimeya Ein Kos Venes Hashem Lo Yamokam HaGerar Lo Yamokam HaMechak. No. He holds no, if you left out Hashem's name, you cannot erase the name by scratching it off. Or you can't do it by erasing it. And also the Antilumai, so you can't even hang, put Hashem's name in between the line. If so, what can you do? Where do you put Hashem's name? The answer is an economic case to the oyster. What do you have to do? Misalak, you have to take out this whole piece of parchment here. You can't use it. V'goinza, and put it in Darius. And write a new place of parchment with Hashem's name in it. But there's no way to rewrite Hashem's name on a makam that was erased or scratched out. If we have done like this, Rav Chanana Lama Rav Haloch Vatzalocho Toilin Es Hashem. Yes, you are allowed to hang, put Hashem's name in between the lines. Rav Abavachon Rav Yitzchak Rav Shmuel Haloch Vatzalocho Moichik V'Kreisiv. You could even erase or scratch out another word and put Hashem's name on the makam of erasing, or the makam was scratched out. So the Gemara is so, why don't you say clearly, Vilema Mar Halacha Kamar, Mar Halacha Kamar? say clearly what you hold like. I guess the machlokes here, if each one's holding like one shita, why don't you say clearly who you hold like? Tamura says, no, mishum diyatchulu, it's changed around, we're not sure exactly who said what. Now, Omar Ravin, Bar Chinino, Omar Ulo, Omar Rabbi Chanina, Loch, what's the Loch of Kevashimin? Kevashimin Shizuri. We pass to like Kevashimin Shizuri, that Yashimin Shizuri says over here, Kol Hashem Kule Tolin, that you ladder stick in Hashem's name, the whole Hashem's name, in between the lines, but not Mixosai. So he said, we pass to like Yashimin Shizuri. And he also said, Vloyoy, not only this, Elokomokim, Yashem, Yashimin Shizuri, Elokomaisai. Wherever we have his halacha, we always pass like him. Tamar says, ahai, in which case do you have to tell me that we pass like Yashim and Shizuri? Which is the case that he said over halacha, that you're telling me that we pass like that? Then where do we learn what the Chanina says? Chanina says, halacha Yashim and Shizuri. Ilay maho on this halacha. If Yashim and Shizuri, Yahimah, Kol Hashem, Kula, Telem, Mitzvah, and Telem, this halacha, I've written a law, Omar Rav Chananel, Omar Rav, Halacha Tolin, Es Hashem. So we see that Rav Chananel is the one that says here we pass like Hashem and Shizuri. So Rashi says that Rav Chanina also meant to say that on this halacha, his name should have been mentioned here also. It should have said, Omar Rav Chanina, Omar Rav Chananel. Since they don't mention Rav Chanina's name, it's much when Rav Chanina said we pass like Hashem and Shizuri, he's not going on this case. So on which halacha of Hashem and Shizuri was he going on? Says, and here it says, it ends off again, it says here, V'yitim Allah, Amar Rav Chananel, Amar Rav, Alokha Ketolim Es Hashem, Rav Babachon, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Bar Shmuel Alokha, Merkha V'Kaisif. Now, V'yim Yisif, is it true that Rav Chananel said his din on this case also, is so, Honami Leima, it should have said his name here also. The din that doesn't say his name, the Masha B'Chanimu did not say it on this case. Ela, which case did he say it? I'll tell you on this Alokha. Rav Shimon Shizuri Yemel, Afilu ben chomei shonim, even if an animal that this cow that's 5 years old now, the cherish b'sod is always plowing in the field. Shchita simu metarosei. If it was a ben pakua, when it was in his mother's stomach, they made a shchita on the mother, and then the baby came out. So the baby's muta b'achilu without a shchita, even though the baby's 5 years old now, he could eat it without a shchita. That's his halacha. So maybe Rav Chanina said his din on this halacha. So Moses says, no, again, it's my law. Ziri, Omer Rabbi Chanina, Halacha Hashem and Shizuri. That Ziri said this over. That it says here, Itma Lo, Omer Rabbi Ziri, Omer Rabbi Chanina, Halacha Hashem and Shizuri. The Amisa is the truth that he said it over here, then Honami Leima also should have been Rabbi Zeri that said it over. How come left out Rabbi Zeri before? So Mashma, this is not the case where Chanina said his Halacha. Ela rather Ho, and this Halacha. There's a little Halacha in the Morigin that, Rishon, in the beginning, they used to say, Rishon, no Yoimim. Hayotza b'kodla, someone is going out to be killed by the government, the yomim, the person says, kisvu gadlishti, he tells to aid him right against my wife. Even though he did not tell them to give it to his wife, hare'elu yichtabu v'yitman, they have a right to write up and give it. Because it's a non-sadi, he meant to say give it. Chozulayim, then they said another chiddush. Afa mafosh v'yotza b'shiyor, someone is going away in a caravan, going out of town, and he leaves word, tells to aid him right against my wife. Even though he didn't say give it, we say he also meant to say give it. Even a person is very sick and right now in his dying bed, like he tells somebody, write a get for my wife, even though he didn't say give it, also he meant to say as if he said give it. So maybe this is the case where Rabbi Chanina said halach is Rabbi Shimon, and not only here but all over places also. He now may also find another case. Aho, it says true mesmaisa shel demai shechozel mekaymai. But even what happened, you bought payrus of for orphan amoritz. So with Rabbanan, you have to take off Shumas Maisa. Now the dude, the Jew, the Chavan, now took off Shumas Maisa, and by mistake it fell back in to the rest of it. So it got mixed up now. So what can we do now? So if Shimon Shizuri Yomer, ask the Chol, even the weekday could be Mako, that Shoyle, you could ask the Yamoritz if he took off Shumas Maisa. And if he said he did, you're right, he did, because we're relying on him. Even though Lechatchil Rabbanan said you have to take off Shumas Maisa, but the case here was like if the Yevid, where it got mixed up with what you took off, fell back into the chula now, and it makes those things us if you teed it, here it could be mekol to ask the Yamoris, this is halacha. So it could be maybe on these halachas that Bechadina said it. So Mara says, no, v'yitim Allah, we learned on this, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha gashim and shazur v'mesukin v'trumas ma'isa shodamai. Rabbi Yochanan said this halacha. The Amisa, the true, the Chanina also said it over here. Who Nami Lema? It should have said Amr Rabbi Yechon and Amr Rabbi Chanina. Should have said his name more here also. Says Masha Chanina did not say he's a loch of Shimon Shazuri on this case. Ella maybe on this loch of him. Ella ho, Rabbi Yechon they keep Rabbi Mishmar Shimon Shazuri. Pull ha mitzvah, the type of a bean. Pull ha mitzvah, the type of a kidney, as Rashi says. Shezol is there a person planted it. Amanas to use the seed, it's a zera. He planted it to have seeds from it, so mitzvah, the history of the Rosh Hashanah. Part of it rooted, got roots before Rosh Hashanah, of the past year. Or mitzvah, the Achan, if we got first roots after Rosh Hashanah. So this is ain't Tormin Mizel Zer, you can't take off Shuma one for the other. Because the Klal is, if we shame Tormin, or Maisrim, Loimin Achodesh Allah Yoshin, Loimin Ayoshin Allah Chodesh. He can't take off from one set of Shuma for the other one. Kate said, Yasa, what's the Yasa? What should you do in this case? Where it grew together, so tzoiver, gather all of it together, grunel a teichoi, but it's a terrors of maestam in a chodesh shaboy, a chodesh shaboy, when a yoshin shaboy, a yoshin shaboy. That take off now one measurement of truma, and since it's all mixed together, you have right to say, like, yesh breira, 50% of it was old, and 50% of it was new, so that's the way you be yoshin, you have rosh to truma and monashach. So maybe this is the case where it's not like a shim shazuri. Versus again, no. We hit the law. I'm Rav Shmuel, Bar Nachmani, I'm Rav Yechonon, of Hashem Shazuri. The Yemisa, who Nami Lema, how come we don't have Chanina's name here? Since his name is not amongst them, Mashmi did.